Taylor Bolte says it feels like she's been a nurse for 10 years already.
I can't believe it's only been a year.
Way back in March of 2020, she was one of the many nursing students forced to leave in the middle of clinical shifts as hospitals braced for the first COVID surges and tried to preserve personal protection equipment or PPE. Now, she's found herself caught in the middle of yet another COVID wave as a full-time nurse at Swedish American Hospital in Rockford.
Every day is a complete whirlwind. It's like 12, 13, 14 hours of nonstop patient care, hardly sitting down, like running from room to room. It's exhausting mentally and physically, and I'm only 24, so.
Bolte's experience at Swedish American has been far different than she expected. She got the job after graduating from Lewis University, where she spent a good part of her senior year learning remotely.
Was initially hired for an orthopedic and neurology floor. Since our hospital and just our region in Rockford has been so full with COVID, we've just kind of had a sprinkle of every sort of patient. We have COVID patients. We have ICU transfers.
She has at least one COVID patient every shift.
And that's just because our COVID floor is completely full. Our ICU is completely full. And so we have nowhere for other, you know, patients to go.
Even though she was thrown into the field during a chaotic time, she says her education prepared her well.
Luckily, I had really, really good preceptors and amazing bosses that helped me to learn.
As she was finishing her degree in the fall of 2020, Bolte returned to the hospital where she had done her clinical work, and she saw nurses who were burnt out and almost immune to the death they saw so much. Since then, she's seen a lot of nurses leave the field entirely. She says that, in part, leads to really difficult staffing shortages.
We've had a lot of staff leave. I think our nursing CEO said we had like 64 travelers in our hospital right now, from nurses to tech.
Before those travel nurses came, Bolte says it was difficult to find a way to sit with her patients and talk to them.
It's been hard to carve out that special time to spend with them, which is so important right now because we're really the only people they see because we don't allow visitors in the hospital right now. And some people are here for months.
It's often overwhelming, she says, especially when it's hard to see an end to the pandemic. But she makes it clear her feelings about nursing haven't changed, and she's not leaving anytime soon.
Whether that's holding up a FaceTime call with a family member or kind of being the middleman between specialists and physicians to keep family updated with everything going on, holding patients' hands and praying over them.
Bolte says there's been plenty of venting and solidarity with her fellow nurses.
For the people that have been there, like for the long haul, it's definitely a bond that nobody really understands, like in the other aspects of my life.
One thing that really helps her get through the day, there are always people who get better.
I mean, I had a patient the other day that went from 50 liters of high flow oxygen to just 5 liters on her nasal cannula overnight. And this was someone we didn't think was going to recover.
It's been a long first year for Bolte, one that, as she says, has often felt like 10. But right now, she says she's just hoping for an end in sight and that people don't lose trust in her and the rest of the healthcare field through the pandemic. I'm Peter Mudlin.